I am someone who has a good amount of faith, but at the same time, I am not one to rely on it. I do pray, but coming to think of it, not necessarily targeted to practical things. I go to Fatima, but again, not to make promises in exchange for specific things. And then this week I was caught off guard when someone offered me a wishing bracelet and urged me to ask three wishes. Senhora do Bonfim. In Portugal, this was a thing when we were teenagers. Imported from Brazil, this kind of fabric bracelets would stand in your wrist for months, even years if you got unlucky, making a statement that you too belong to that crowd. You had chosen your three wishes and delivered them to the willingness of our Lord of Bonfim. Did that mean you no longer needed to do anything for it? Or did that just mean you could hope for one bit longer? I don't have a particular memory of my wishes back then. I'm not even sure I had all three. But I definitely had one of these bracelets. According to the internet, the Senhor de Bonfim bracelets emerged in 1809 in Salvador, Brazil. They were 47 centimeter long silk measures matching the arm length of the statue of our Lord of Bonfim. They were worn around the neck or in prayer books as a symbol of devotion or a token of a promise. They evolved into cotton ribbons worn around the wrist or tied to church gates. Each ribbon color would match an Oryxar deity. By the early 20th century, they had firmly transformed into today's bands. You are meant to ask for three wishes and wait for it to fall naturally, signifying the wish was granted. What started as a symbol of devotion evolved into a hope for something in return, keeping the object close to perhaps remind you of what you wished for. Wishing traditions. Along the years, I have observed different wishing rituals, some that I respect more than others. So I decided to do some more investigation. Coin tossing at fountains drives me mad. That one must qualify as my least favorite of them all, even if I respect in some places they come with a meaning. I mean, people do it at Euro Disney fountains. There can be no meaning there. In theory, this practice originates from ancient pagan rituals, where water spirits or gods were offered coins to secure blessings and protection. The ritual of throwing coins at Fountain of Trevi over the left shoulder, one, two, or three, depending on what you are aiming for, were popularized after a movie from the 50s and now yields 1.4 million euros yearly, distributed to charity, so there is one good thing coming out of it. Another tradition I found in recent years is more local. In Aveiro, there are simple canal footbridges. One in particular is filled with ribbons and locks, symbolizing love, friendship, and remembrance. I like these ones a bit more. It is more about promising and doing it yourself rather than waiting on your tracks. A lost sense of agency. You see where I am going with all this. Over the years, I have relied on faith and prayer as a source of strength and support, so I could pursue my goals, or shall I say, my own wishes. I have absolutely nothing against wishes. In fact, I think a bit more ambition would do people some good. But that comes with the sense of agency of pursuing this ambition and the belief you can do it, with perhaps some spiritual support along the way. Looking back on what might have been some teenage wishes, I now know that is all they were, a wish that was buried inside and put into a bracelet. In general, wishes I did not feel I had much power to change, and therefore did not do much about them, let alone talk about them. That would break the spell, right? Synchronicity. In The Artist Way, Julia Cameron talks about this at length, and I guess I am slowly trying to come to terms with it, perhaps to a place where my rational meets my faith. The universe will reward you for taking risks on its behalf. Shakti Gawain. I guess this is the place where it all comes together for me. When the lady that offered me the pink ribbon urged me for my wishes, at first I thought, I don't do wishes, I do goals. They are smart and come with a plan. And then I realized I was being square and not that fun. This all took seconds. I guess she just thought I was debating my choice of wishes, all while I was mulling over a life decision on whether I do believe in making wishes or not. Maybe serendipity isn't just about bumping into luck. It's also about each tiny push we apply, the goals we set, the plans we dare to make, the moments we step forward even before the stars align. And yes, even the bracelets or the coin tossing. Possibility is far more frightening than impossibility. Julia Cameron. The funny thing about wishing rituals is that most times when a wish actually becomes reality, we attribute it to all but that wishing ritual. That would be silly. It was just luck or coincidence, which is where it all comes together for me. I do believe in the famous serendipity. Why else would I bother writing down go